Yesterday we spoke about, okay, first of all, good evening, everyone. I want to remind everyone to feel free to ask any questions. I hope no one's inhibited, but feel free to ask as much as you want. Okay, everybody, not within reason, obviously. Number one, yesterday we spoke about making kiddush on whiskey. So we came up with a kiddush for the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says in Reish Ayin Beis, Sivkot and Lamed, just open up again, we'll search inside again. Reish Ayin Beis, Sivkot and Lamed. In Chovav LeYayin Sorov, the person likes Yayin Sorov, and the daytime, Yochel HaKarash Rav Yom LeChatchila B'mkei Mishu Kham Medina. The Mishnah says, Yizoy Dikha Kois Machtik Ruvius, the person should take a kois which holds Ruvius, but Lishtreis and Men and Mori Lugmov, and he should drink from it and Mori Lugmov, she will rove Ruvius. That means he's taking on, it's exactly the same as wine. There's no difference between using whiskey or wine. Sorry? There's no difference between using whiskey or wine. In both, you need the Ruvius for both, and in both cases, you've got to drink a Mori Lugmov. That is what the Mishnah Berurah rules. In order to be yotzer your chiyuv of kiddush, and we said already, Mishnah Berurah's mashman and others hold like this as well, that if a person is choviv loy, he's allowed to make it. The chachila looks like, even though not everyone agrees to this, and others say that one should only use wine, but there is certainly a minig like this that if a person prefers wine, whiskey, he's allowed to make this on Shabbos morning. I told you, I once had a visitor came to me. He never came back since, but I'll tell you what he did. He came to me and he said he likes to make kiddush on the Ravius, on whiskey. I said, no problem. He said he was machmen at the Mishnah Berurah, actually. He said he wants to coast a Ravius whiskey. And he drank a Mori Lugmov. He had a proper shear. So he was obviously very like this shitter. Sorry? And he was going with this Mishnah Berurah. He was taking a Ravius and he drank a Mori Lugmov. That's the Mishnah Berurah shitter. We mentioned yesterday the famous Shitta the Taz, which many of the Hasidic Olam certainly use this, and that is the Taz Shitta, it nothing to do with Hilchos Kiddush actually, as far as I remember. The Taz is talking about Hilchos Brocha Achroina. And normally we know in Brocha Achroina that you need to have a shear of a Revius to make a Brocha Achroina within a certain period of time, but you need to have a Revius of liquid. The person doesn't have a Revius of liquid within a certain time, there's no Brocha Achroina on it. So the Taz says that's all very good. Again, his lashon is that Yain Sorov, Shemadina Seinu, the Yain Sorov we got in our Medina's Eina Bechlal HaShir Rubius, the Beina Mishar Mashkez. It hasn't got the same Shir Rubius that we need with other liquids. Lina Brocha Chroin, Vishon, the Purta Miyast Vedati. The Taz says that with a small amount already out of Yishuv Adas, you already feel satisfied. And therefore, he says the shear of a Ravius drops, and you need much less. The Ma'aseh then among Avram's Cholek, and the Mishnah Berurah sides with among Avram that even for whiskey, you need to have a Ravius for Brocha Achroina. I once saw a Shtekel Torah, I can't remember what the Shtekel Torah was, that for some reason, even if you hold by Brocha Achroina, not like Taz, it calls your kiddush is better. Sorry? Okay, is that a kasha? I'm not sure. Is anyone asking anything there?
Not sure they did. I think they're on mute.
Sorry?
I think they're on mute. They have to unmute themselves if they want to ask a question.
So how do you unmute? So star 6, I think it is.
Yeah.
If anyone wants to ask a question, and we're happy to hear it, you have to do star 6. And then you can ask as much as you want.
Thank you.
All right. So the Taz Chiddush is that for whiskey you don't need to make shear. That is what some people are saying on. Even in this shitter of the Taz, some say that you can only be maker if you have the whole coast. That means you take a Lachaim glass, which is let's say 30 mil, and you use that for your Kiddush, but you have to drink the whole coast. According to them, just take one little sip of the Lachaim glazel and then put it down, you're not yet to Kiddush with. Others seem a bit more make on their whole that you don't even need the whole kois, even a little bit. The chiddush is already a little bit of the kois is also enough. The chayra, one can understand the svara that one should drink at least the lechaim glaz like it is. But there are others who are making it this way. I can't dispute that. There are others, even a small amount. Okay, that's more or less what we did yesterday.
Can I ask a quick question?
Yes, of course, that's good. Yeah.
Can I ask a quick question? I had for over yonder, I had a bottle of peach flavoured grape juice. It says you can make kirish on that.
Yeah, it's also grape. It's got a little taste in it, but I'm actually still.
Yeah, but it says in it kosher the kirish labakoisis. I mean, to me, it looks a bit weird to make kirish on a peach flavoured grape juice.
Yeah, I've heard this oil before, but as far as I know, it's okay. There's nothing. It's wine. It comes from wine. They've just flavoured it a bit.
Yeah,
I've added a bit of flavouring to it, but it's wine. I'm actually, it's wine.
It doesn't change the grape juice.
It doesn't change the halacha. Yeah, as far as I know, it doesn't change the halacha.
Okay,
okay. The other thing is very interesting now, this shiloh about being mighty others in Kiddush. I must say, as a general shiloh, right across the board, in Hilchos Brachos, what's better? Is it better when you do a mitzvah, everyone makes their own bracha, or is it better one person is mighty everyone? Anyone know what I'm talking about? What's a better thing to do? If you've got a few people doing a mitzvah at the same time, is it better that each person does the mitzvah themselves? Let's say you've got some Friday night by your house, Baruch Hashem, you've got a nice crowd. There's five mishpachas. Is it better that one person makes kiddush for everyone? Or is it better that five heads of the household make their own kiddush?
One person should make for everyone. Hadras Melech.
How do you know that?
Hadras Melech.
Oh, very interesting halacha. This is a halacha in Reishit Gimel, actually. In Siman Reishit Gimel, it's Brochas. Let's just find this over here. Reishit Gimel. Mr. Brewer, new design. It's quite a new design. So he's talking about there. Talking about someone being mighty to someone else. On that, the Mishnah Berurah says that you can be mighty to a Shemei Kaina. He says over here, I want you to answer on main to the bracha. Kosu Aposkim. Mishnah Berurah, Reish Yud Gimel Sivkot Yud Zayin. Kosu Aposkim. Im Kamo Anoshim Oysim Mitzvah Achas. If many people are doing one mitzvah, Mitzvah lechat chila she echod yivor hakulam. It's better, really, that one person makes the bracha for everyone. The beroiv om hadras melech.
The sviya soyma, you find you don't do that. Everyone makes their own sviya soyma.
So I think that's why we do it. And the mice, a lot of mitzvahs, you're quite right, actually, we don't rely on this. He says,
not bichzenen, it's a bich mitzvah.
Bich mitzvah, yeah, you're quite right. So it's like kiddush, yeah.
Rav Hadras Melech, one person
That's what Mishra starts over here. Mitzvah lechatchila, he says, that really, she'echod yivorach lekulam, the v'roiv om Hadras Melech. Yeah? However, he brings down Ayin le'el simon vav, shad shuv zikon ches, as far as I remember there, they say that the reason why we don't do this nowadays is because we can't be mechaven so well to someone else making brachas. And therefore, we prefer to make it. Let me just see if I can find this over here. And therefore, we prefer to make our own brachas. We minimize this idea of being mighty one person, being mighty everyone. Unless one has to, whatever. But in general, we like to refrain from doing this because we're worried that we are not mechaben properly. Let me just see if I can find this for you here. I'm looking here. We're looking here at Mishnah Berurah, Reish Yud Gimel, Siv Cotton, Yud Zayin. Now, he brings over here. Can't find ratios, Kimo. I can't find the Svara. As far as I remember, the Svara was, I think Mr. Bruno says it somewhere, but you find out Amar Mokham, you can't do this, you shouldn't do this. Now, we don't do this nowadays, we don't rely on this because we're worried that people are not having probably someone else making the bracha. And therefore, it's better if you make it yourself. And that's why, in a lot of cases, we don't do this, and I said, that's why many places have got a minhag that when you've got a few people coming to your house on Friday night or whatever it is, Shabbos day, people make their own kiddush themselves. They don't rely on one person to make kiddush for everyone.
When you say that people are not mechaven properly, is that mechaven with a perush aminus or mechaven to be motzi everyone else there?
Both. I think, and first of all, quite a good question. First of all, not everyone's mechaven to be motzi everyone. And second of all, people daydream sometimes, they're not hearing all the words. If right. you say the word and you're dangerous, you're still yaitzi, yeah, because you said the word. But when you're hearing from someone else and you don't hear the word, it could be more of a problem. So I think, as far as I remember, I have to check out whether the Mishnah Berurah is. I think the Mishnah Berurah himself says this, that we're not machaven so well nowadays, and therefore that's why we prefer to make the bracha ourselves.
Right. If someone makes kiddush and they forget to have in mind to be made to everyone else,
Let's listen to Mamish next shekel. The person who makes kiddush must have in mind to be made to the shemaya, and the shemaya has in mind to be made to his chiyuv. Both people have to have kavanah. The Mishnah Berurah in Reish Ayin Aleph Sif Hey. Let's just find this again for you. Mamish, what you're just asking about, I love it. In Reish Ayin Aleph Sif Cotton Hey. And Mr. Brewer says these two things are imperative. Yeah. You need to have this, that they're both in heaven. Mr. Brewer says, in Kiddush, I'm not sure what I'm saying, because Echod Moitz the Chaver Echid Kiddush, when someone wants to be Moitz his friend Kiddush, Sorich Lechaven Loitzio. Number one is, he has to be in heaven to be Moitz him. Vashemeya, Sorich Lechaven Loitzio. And the Shemeya has to have in mind to be Yitzah. Lochain, may I knock him, says Mr. Brewer, she asked about a bias that may be so she have not. It's correct, says Mr. Brewer, to tell your household that you should know you're doing the mitzvah now of Kiddush and you should be having to do the mitzvah. So it's imperative. Both these things are imperative. It's very important, this actually. That means it's not, if I walk past someone's house, for example, or let's say I don't walk past someone, let's say I'm in my own house, and I hear the next door neighbor making Kiddush. I say, oh, that's a good idea. You know what? I'll hear his kiddush and be moitz. I'll have my cake in my house and eat it. That's no good. Because since he didn't have in mind to be moitz to me, I can't be used with his kiddush. He's in mind to be moitz to put in his house. He doesn't know I'm listening in my house next door. He doesn't realize that. And therefore, I can't be used with that kiddush that he's making in his house.
But he says the word moitz. When he said the word moitz to everyone, does he actually just include the people around the table? He means anybody. So the word moitz means anybody.
Yeah, I don't think he thinks anyone's outside listening. I mean, you're right. If he advises with a, I don't know. I find it curious to say that when a person makes kiddush in his own house,
he doesn't think it. He just says moitzi. He's not thinking anyone particular.
He does really. He thinks he means the people in his house.
Okay.
I think. I mean, maybe I'm wrong, but I think the person thinks. You're right. If the person has imagined moitzi, anyone's listening, I don't mind. Yeah, then you're right. But I don't think that's normally what happens. I think normally a person will admit.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Today you're making a kiddush outside in the minyanim outside making kiddush. If somebody hears on the street, then you could be thinking he'd be yotze because anybody's around, he'd be yotze anybody.
If that's what you're thinking, if the person's making,
you don't know that. You don't know. Anyone, you think he's
don't know. You have to know. Generally, when a person makes in his own house kiddush, he's intending only for the people who play bias. The fact that someone else is listening is it's a nice thing, but he doesn't think that someone's going to be yotze with him. So the chayla, that's much more of a kiddush to be yotze with. Okay, so that's number one. So we asked Menachem Dov, it's very important, Taka, this question is, does the Shemay have to listen, have in mind to be Yotze, and does the Moitzi have to have in mind to be Moitzi the person? The answer is yes. Both conditions are imperative. If you've only got one of the conditions, you're not Yotze the person. If the Moitzi wants to be Moitzi you, but you don't know they have to even come to the mitzvah, then it's no good. So you have to know, you have to have in mind to do the mitzvah, and that's the important part. That's why he says, "Come,
should we have them?" Lots as well.
Sorry.
But the first to make kiddush didn't have proper kavana beforehand. It's no good.
If he wasn't machaven, he might see someone.
In other words, somebody says kiddush. Not every time did he have a proper kavana or have to motivate everybody. He just says kiddush.
When a person makes kiddush, I mean, I've had it better to say it clearly, but when a person makes kiddush with his family, he obviously wants them to be yotzei chiyuv. That's what he's doing.
Even though he's not machaven for that.
Yeah, it's better to be machaven, but lechayra, that's an omzana. Lechayra, it's an omzana. What he's doing, he wants these people to be yotzei the mitzvah. That's what he's doing it for. But in my case, where someone's outside the house, then the person's not machaven for him. He doesn't think about him at all. And then that's much worse. But the chayra, when a person makes for his family, generally speaking, I think that's like an automatic umtana, and that's what he wants to do. Okay, the next thing is the person who makes the kiddush should not talk at any time during the kiddush at all. If he spoke in the middle of the bracha of Asher Kiddushanu, he doesn't have to repeat the bracha, but he has to carry on from where he spoke. If he spoke during Bereit Pri HaGofen, or after Bereit Pri HaGofen, he's got to repeat the bracha. but he shouldn't really speak in such a case. Really not meant to speak. If someone wants to be Yotze Kiddush with someone else, and let's say he did, he heard the Kiddush, I forgot to say this actually last time, it's in Shilas actually, and he, what do you call it, he heard the Kiddush from, so much, let's say I'm making Kiddush for someone. He heard the Kiddush, I finished my Kiddush, I start drinking, and before the guy, the other person drinks, he speaks to someone. Nothing to do with the Suda, nothing at all, where it's a Hefzuk. That boy Priyagofen that I made doesn't work for him anymore now. Since he spoke, there's a cutoff point. He can't use my boy Priyagofen anymore. If he wants to drink the wine now, he has to make a new boy Priyagofen. Because once he's spoken, he's lost the connection of boy Priyagofen to go on the wine. So I made boy Priyagofen in Kiddush. I carried on the Kiddush because the bracha comes afterwards, the Asher Kiddush Onu, whatever it is, that bracha. But it's all connected, all part of Kiddush. Once you speak after that end bracha, then you've lost it. You can't now use the boy Priyagofen anymore. I mean, let me just show you, getting the Zemiris out over here. In the Kiddush, when you're on Friday night, you say the Nusach is, you say boy Priyagofen in the middle of the bracha, and then you say Asher Kiddush Onu, Mitzvah of Rotz of Onu, and you end off bracha to Hashem Mekadosh Shabbos. So the Mekadosh drank straight away, but the listener, for example, decided to speak first before he got his wine, before he tasted his wine. That boy Priyagofen can't work for him. He has to make a new boy Priyagofen, who had done the Mekadosh as well, actually. So Mekadosh spoke before he had a chance to drink his wine. The Kiddush is still good, but he has to make a new boy Priyagofen. That's what you can do. That's what has to happen. Okay? Right. Now, there's another interesting shayla, which I've had this before, actually. Very interesting. And that is, what happens if someone's already been Yotze Kiddush?
What happens if you speak before the Kaddish is drank at all?
Sorry?
If you speak before the Kaddish drinks, are you Yotze Kiddush?
Yeah, I think it's pretty Yotze Kiddush. You don't even need the wine. You've made the broch and the Kiddush was Yotze. You can't now drink yourself.
Before the Kaddish drank. You spoke before the Kaddish drank anything at all.
Yeah, but I don't think it's invalid. I have to check it out. But I don't think it invalidates your Kiddush. Because the Kiddush is a good Kiddush still. It invalidates the Boy Priyagofen, but it doesn't invalidate the Kiddush.
Oh, so you still get
Yeah, I'll check out. You say, if someone spoke before the Mekadosh, before Mekadosh drank.
Yeah.
You want to know, does that ever, I think he's still Yotze, as far as I know, he's still Yotze. The old Shiloh is over here, like, it's very interesting Shiloh. That is, now someone has been Yotze Kiddush already. Can he make Kiddush again with someone else?
Shabbos morning.
Now, I must tell you, Shabbos morning is no problem at all. I must tell you, Shabbos morning is mamish no problem, because on Shabbos morning, all Kiddush is Boi Priyagofen. So if I went to a Kiddush, for example, in Maxi Kadas, and I had a Kiddush there Shabbos morning, I had my Kiddush wine, I had the cakes and everything, I come home, and I want to make a new Kiddush, there's no problem at all. Because I'm making Boi Priyagofen. That Boi Priyagofen is good for anyone.
Yeah.
I'm anyway going to have a drink of wine now over here. So that Boi Priyagofen is definitely good. My question is on Friday night. On Friday night, let's say, for example, someone went somewhere for Kiddush. He was Yotze Kiddush at someone's house. Then he comes home, wherever he is, he wants to make Kiddush again for someone else. Is he allowed to?
Same thing in shul.
Is he allowed to make Kiddush again for someone?
Some people hear Kiddush in shul.
Yeah, but that Kiddush in shul, you're not really intended to be Yotze with. And second, well, there's no meal afterwards there, yeah? So you're not my Yotze. That Kiddush that you hear in the shul on Friday night, you're not Yotze with that Kiddush.
You're saying he ate in the shul person's house Friday night?
Sorry, what?
You're saying he ate first in somebody's house Friday night?
Yeah, let's say he ate first. He went along to someone from making shabbos because he asked him, he's going to give a drosh there. So someone asked him, it doesn't matter to come along at the beginning. So he heard Kiddush there, he joined a bit of the Suda, and then he goes home. And then he goes, so he wants to make Kiddush again at home for his name is Bokka. Yeah. I must tell you, I had a similar, I have to stop it. I was going to tell you, I had a similar shy with this actually. Someone sometimes comes to us and they come in the middle of the meal. Now, this is on Shabbos morning, right? It's in shy with this actually. So I've made kiddush on Shabbos morning. I made Boi Priyagofen. I remember my sutta, and this person turns up and they don't want to make kiddush. They don't want to say kiddush.
Yeah, that's Arvus. That's Arvus. You can make kiddush again. That's the whole gedank of Arvus.
Very good. Now, we haven't got time for this, but the Shulchan Aruch is mashma, you can only do Arvus, is only in a case of where a person can't do it himself. If the person can do it himself, he should do it himself rather than you making the brochet again. This we'll have to leave over to next time, but this is an interesting topic, Taka, which we have to clarify. Okay, the boys, thank you very much.